I was a lifelong guitar player. Started playing guitar when I was about 11. I thought I knew a lot about guitars, or would understand it better, and I got really my eyes opened to how little really I knew about the instrument.
Jake Robinson may not have known much about guitars when he was a kid, but he does know now. Jake is 38 and he makes guitars. He is a luthier. He's playing one of his guitars he made right now. Jake's workshop looks like a log cabin. It's in rural northwestern Michigan and is surrounded by acres of tall pine trees. His brown hair is tucked under his ball cap. He carefully shapes his next guitar.
You're into woodworking and the carving and the rasping and the shaping is kind of the fun stuff.
Definitely where you can see the craftsman kicking in, the artist.
Right. The factory would have a CNC machine that you do this, would pretty well do this all, and you just take it and kind of put these components together. And it would forego all of this hand work, which, although it does take a little bit longer, got the human factor that a lot of players like. And I specifically focus on flat top acoustic guitars with steel strings. And then I also do a fair amount of repair on all sorts of different string instruments, from mandolins all the way up to guitars and banjos and electric guitars and things of that nature.
Jake says his handmade guitars are different than factory made, in part because of his craftsmanship.
I'd like to think the tone and the playability of the instruments are really the two kind of benchmarks that stand out. Talking about a very small glimpse of the guitar market that kind of lives in that area for as far as responsiveness and playability. There are very few hand builders in relation to how many factory guitars are built each year. You know, just like the craft beer advent, it's, I think in a lot of ways we've just gone through that cycle now where we're back to people want handmade goods and a human DNA on it.
Jake uses many types of wood like mahogany, spruce, ebony, and Brazilian rosewood. His attention to detail and expertise does not come cheap.
They start about 4,000 in the kind of basic form and then go up to about 10. Obviously, the grade of wood and different features like the cutaway and some different things are really the driving factors, and the rosewood being the most expensive.
He's sanding the final stage of a guitar body. His guitars can't be rushed. In fact, it takes around 120 hours just to build one guitar.
This is where you kind of just slow down, try to spend a lot of time paying attention, because you can't really get back in there to do any of it. You know, there's a lot of one-shot things in my guitar, like I said, where if something goes sideways, there may not be a way to fix that. You probably are a lot of times faced with starting over.
Back in 2000, Jake went to luthier school in Big Rapids. He had 6 months of in-classroom study, followed by a year and a half of an apprenticeship.
I mean, I would talk to anyone that had built guitars, any other guitar makers, and I'm sure that, you know, my teacher could tell you, I asked a lot of questions, had notebooks full of notebooks of notes, and still have use him as a great reference, call him up when I'm thinking about doing something new. Or
what would be good traits of being a guitar builder?
I think patience probably would be number one. That's certainly an attention to detail, and then, you know, just a passion for woodworking and guitars and music, I think certainly can add to that all too.
Jake walks by shelves of guitar parts. He reaches down and pulls out an ivory-colored case.
This is the very first guitar that I designed. This one is Adirondack red spruce with Brazilian rosewood back and sides, and ebony binding on the body.
It's beautiful.
Mahogany neck. Let's see here.
And how do you know when your guitar is done?
When it's as perfect as it can be.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Joyce Randall Seneschal.